The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I'm joined by Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara, the Marker in Dublin, and at Forbes Street Restaurant Within, co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out. Gareth, good morning.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. You had a wine dinner last night.
I had. Luckily, I wasn't the one drinking the wine. I was cooking. No, we done our champagne summer dinner with Ayala champagne. So it was a lovely evening. Started on the rooftop and then down to the restaurant.
Yeah, and Ayala champagnes are delightful. I don't know what it is about them, but
they're something special. Yeah, they're a sister house of Bollinger. They're right beside each other in Oye and champagne. So I think why champagne or why Ayala is so clean is that they make it all in steel. So a lot of champagne sees oak at some point and they don't. So it gives you this really clean, crisp.
Clean.
Exactly, yeah. Delicious.
Very good. Anyway, a dinner party dish is what you have for us today. And it looks like, you know, it sounds very posh, but it's actually not difficult to make.
Yeah, it's a stew, really. I mean, it's a kind of a fancy stew. And look, I've been covering a lot of barbecue recipes, but I know the weather is kind of against us a little bit. So I decided to do this dish. It's a lot of summer entertaining going on. So it's a chicken chorizo and prawn gumbo with a parsley and lemon rice. So what you're going to need for the gumbo or the stew part, you're going to need 16 tiger prawns and 6 chicken thighs that we can take them off the bone and dice. So you can get your butcher to do that or buy the ones that are off the bone in the supermarket if that's the way you go. Then for the sauce part, you're going to need a couple of carrots, 4 sticks of celery, 2 onions, and I want you to finely dice all of them, 4 cloves of garlic that you're going to finely slice, 100 grams of chorizo, a tin of tomatoes, 100 mils of chicken stock, sprig of thyme, couple of bay leaves, 2 chilies de-seeded and chopped, and then a little bit of Tabasco to season. I actually think this is quite nice if you make it a little bit spicy, and a lemon. And then for the rice, you're going to need 400 grams of cooked rice, 20 grams of butter, a bunch of parsley, which you're going to chop, and some lemon. Now, to make the gumbo, what you're going to do is peel and devein the prawns and set them to one side. To make the sauce, I want you to put a little splash of oil into a heavy-based casserole dish or pan or pot or whatever you have, and then saute off the chorizo for about 4 minutes. What you're trying to do here is get all the oil and the spices and the garlic that's in the chorizo to come out. And then as that starts to crisp up, you're going to add in the chopped vegetables, the garlic and the chili and the thyme and the bay leaf. Cook that for another 3 minutes, and then you add in your diced chicken, and the chicken is going to get coated in all that wonderful paprika oil, and cook that for another couple of minutes. And then you just go in with the chicken stock and the tomatoes, bring it to the boil, pop a lid on and cook it very gently for about 30 minutes.
You want to thicken it up.
It doesn't, it'll thicken up, but really you want to cook out the chicken. Remember, we're cooking chicken. And with chicken thighs, not like chicken breast, you want to cook them a little bit more to get them nice and tender. So that process, they will soften up a little bit. And then after the stew is cooked, you just take the lid off, and now I just want you to check the seasoning. So a good squeeze of lemon juice, salt and pepper to taste, and then at that stage, depending on how spicy you like it, use your Tabasco to lift the heat. And I would say get it a little bit of heat in there. You definitely want a little bit of spice here. And then right before it goes to the table, you just bring the sauce to the boil, and then you drop your prawns in and cook them for about 3 or 4 minutes and bring it to the table. Now, the rice part couldn't be simpler. You're going to put on a pan, add in the knob of butter, add in the rice and stir fry it in the
pan. This is cooked rice.
Cooked rice, yeah. So it's kind of like as if you were doing egg fried rice, if you like, but without the egg. And then you're just bringing that rice together, and then you're going to season that with a good squeeze of lemon juice, plenty of chopped parsley, and it's the perfect dinner party dish, I think, to pop in the centre of the table.
One question, you talk about deveining the prawns. Now, if you don't, and sometimes you get a prawn cocktail and they haven't been deveined.
Yeah.
You know, because the prawns are maybe too small.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to kill yourself with
them. You won't kill yourself, but what I don't like about it is they can be a little bit gritty.
Yeah.
And to devein them, you literally just take your knife and gently run it along the curved side of the prawn, and it will naturally just open up, and you use the tip of your knife and you just
and
pull out the tract.
It out,
it's very simple. You can just give it a little, I mean, if you don't have to. There's actually, in a lot of the supermarkets now, you can buy these packets of VacPack prawns that are already deveined. They're tiger prawns, and they're perfect for a dish like this.
Okay, well, it sounds absolutely delicious and no trouble at all.
No, it's nice summer dining, and as I said, perfect for a dinner party.
Very good. Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara, the Marker in Dublin, and at Forbes Street Restaurant within that hotel, co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.